As Katnish, Tishin Gold Toyach der Claire Nigel, as Shema Hat, you say she was Yaltacher. My name is Robert Katin Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'd like to welcome you to this programme in two languages. There'll be part of it in the English language, as be per Delia G. Sahilg, and there'll be another part of it in the Manx Gaelic, Chinya Namera, the mother tongue of Alan Fanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Urish, mention of the year 1895 may well bring to mind historic photographs of the island in the grip of a great fall of snow. And indeed, that's the very thing we're going to be looking at in this edition of Claire na Gael, with the help of a contemporary newspaper account. Ta carriage and Count Dracula ergit gus a Verno Vorgo, the chorus Jonathan Harker gus a Chastialega. Ta troilti elius a chouch merish, goil al moor as tad called crosha gorusen, as ginu cowder lest de ver, da choda nain drach huil. How sad to say Norma Waterson died just a week ago on the 30th of January. And we'll start with her wonderful performance of a hymn, noted down by Annie Webb in 1904 from the singing of Thomas Salcombe of Waverley in Herefordshire. There is a fountain in Christ's blood. Tashu geistiach rish radio vanning stashu lanashun, viskul erskel jena wash dulish, alin vanning.
There is a fountain of Christ's blood, wide open stretch for to drown our sins.
Seized and rolled.
Well, perhaps not the words by William Cowper of another hymn, There is a Fountain Filled with Blood, which is a totally different hymn, in fact. But There is a Fountain in Christ's Blood, we just heard, noted down in 1904, as I mentioned. But the hymn had already appeared in a number of broadsides, many broadsides, and it was mentioned in William Hone's book in that context of having been in various broadsides. That book by William Hone was 1823, Ancient Mysteries Described. And that was Norma Waterson's beautiful version of it. The Isle of Man Examiner, for the 9th of February 1895, as usual for that time, carries advertisements on its front page. The newspaper's subtitle, after all, is General Advertiser. On that front page, the first entry, from top to bottom of the page, is a three-column width advertisement for Lays of Duke Street. And they got hold of bankrupt stock from Stockport, so there were bargains to be had in men's suits, overcoats, boys' and youth clothing, shirts, cardigans, hosiery, etc., etc. However, at the top of that three-column spread it says, in very large letters, Owing to the severe weather, Lay's great sale is postponed to Friday next. We turn over the page for more information. But no. We have, in fact, to go to page 5 before we find a report about it. In the top left again of top 5, there's a notice about delay of Lay's great sale owing to the severe weather. And it's only when we look across to column 3 on page 5 that we finally come to the headline. Well, in fact, it's rather a series of headlines, very nearly half a page worth of them altogether. Te carriage y chawn Dracula gol imen eg dyniad liawr, les fyseg liawr don as eddwr gw. Chaws fe lort rynu munga, es rhen saisyn a lampachan, tujym er bil, fa gian dy fe gyr, les meil yn fi djyrra, as figlan fa gian gybach cho ben as ivory. Dwi'n ffer ddim yn chymreg yn mor hannis rhys ffer elia yn linia as lyn rhys ffer elia yn lyn gamol esl ddim yn ddim yn broch ddim sian. Dwi'n ffer ddim yn chymreg yn mor hannis rhys ffer elia yn linia as lenora lloris burger. Dyn di tot yn rhaid yn snel. Sont yn ameriw troelt y byw. Sliwr fe dyrren yn imenach cwech na ffogl yn y chlasen. Ernod yr enni gyn nis leis mwng y londr ni. Ren yn troeltach chi'n dau ar sŵl yn edyn ega. Ys ega trech edyn, hwg ei mach y ghe fer ys hwg ei crosia gers yn hun. Cordaw sgwdlach yn her, dwrt yn ymynach. Ys leis tabius dy ffyr, fam y pogach yn ern yn sîn y mach as fad cwrych sych a leis. Eish, Henk mi nws fai tiaw a chawch, as a chalesh fag is dun liorin. Oh, don't turn your back on me. That's the appeal of Finlay McNeil in this song, O na cwer cwlrwm.
Doch yn gilydd mi, i ddyn ag afnad y hegrau ti'n gamhyrs. Gyda hwg mi mas edoch a ddyn hafus ag y gam y blanwr y cyngol a'n ymhig ym mi. Smi hyn yn ymwneud â sylfaid bwai yn y milian yn cwtio chi mi rob y heol yn mamwniol yn. Ni mi cwtio faet yn lanth yn y nwniac y fe mi ydyng had yn mi rhan i sefyrol i. Dyr sy'n glir ac yn bedd yn un nis a dalyg ydy gael y sy'n ein chyn ar y bag y gad fwy a stron yn ysbos gan y chwm i gael cas yn tron y brog yn sy'n hoen tron y plegis yn Yn hygyd dy mana da ta fa y gys gynion a mi yn mo i a y fesi a fy sylw sigyn Fe gy dy mana dar ca cha na gy dywydd mi Fe gan o chwaith yr ymwn am sim yr wrth y penes am O na y gŵr yn gysod o fy i mi I gy na gyfnar y degrau cyn gan hyfys Get the hook me mas at the hard and puffy sick and make up the planure and you'll on your beacon me
Singer and fine piper that he was, Finlay MacNeill. Ren an imanach cún aliam leis lawr en goil marai ons greimcha crai a stallion. Gin nawr is siendasach van ledger a sega. Gin fogel, chre an strinega, chin dain a cavil, as ren sin skeba roin ons dorach a saverna. Cowds for me, Jean, back, honic me a gale, as cabil a couch and seljan a lampagan, as cummachan machum regan, rosh nish, jint jay, as udson cor croshag orusan heen. Esh renan immanach poltal a chip, as jillier a cabil, as arsul renan skeba rumbu er a redoc, gus bucovina. Cowds hired as shilius a dorachus, jaini me furid nyau chagin. As henk enjachten de fedene jorum. Ach, va cloga kjouch harish mgieltjen, as brat harish mgluunen, as doorten immanach ons germanisch fieglen, sfeurten nie, mijn herr, as doordi me wanstje dau de rooi sledden kereeljied. De flask de slivewits, brandy plum de chira, foon taeg, bevis feemed er. Well, in different size fonts, but all in capital letters, the Isle of Man Examiner says, Unexampled snowstorm. Terrific blizzard. Trains snowed up. Railway lines blocked. Extraordinary adventures. Sleeping in trains all night. Telegraphic service dislocated. Hundreds of sheep buried. Electric tramway blocked. Traffic and work suspended. House of Keys unable to meet. Steamer ashore at Port St. Mary. Rescue of the crew. Gallant lifeboat service. Schooner sunk at Ramsey. Safety of the crew. Manx steamer in a blizzard. Unprecedented experiences. Full details. And finally the article commences. There's almost a consensus opinion that never within the memory of that oft-quoted individual, the oldest inhabitant, has the Isle of Man been visited by such a tremendous snowstorm as that which it is now experiencing. And that's the Welsh dance tune Chrif Wyth, which means just number 8. And that was performed by the band Callan. You may remember Callan as being very welcome visitors to Ynchryniach a few years ago. As showed you Stasiun and Asiun, Radio Vanning. As she Claire Nagale, Viscol Egatreton, Meron Peen, Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
As usual, we'll pick our way through the Isle of Man Examiner article rather than include absolutely everything. Not within the experience of the present generation, at any rate, has the like of it been witnessed, and seldom, if ever, has there been such a deep fall of snow. It's doubtful if such a heavy snowstorm has been witnessed before as that which commenced on Wednesday morning, and in 1895 that Wednesday morning would have been the 6th of February. It left the island, said the Examiner, literally buried in snow. The keen frost of the past few days was succeeded by a gentle fall of snow about 7:30 on Wednesday morning, when the sky became dull and overcast, and was evidently charged with the snowflakes which subsequently fell to Mother Earth with all the fury of a blizzard. As the day wore on, the snowstorm increased in intensity, and with a stiff breeze which accompanied it, the snow was almost blinding. Hadur mi vegje, ach sogr veid rau fissem drawi yn sien son oliw. Fam yw genacht yn begyn as dau, ys chyn ei begyn alform. Erliam dy bech rai elie rwy ond y gynnyn sy'r glach y sien, sia gair ter y diwrnau sien gynen y mer sy'n ni. Gynen y mer sy'n ni. Hai y carriage roes dy girach y bywyd chon. Eish ren sy'n chyn dead y bolach as hai sy'n rys red girach elie. Fe gian dawn y rhaw sy'n ach gol rys ys rys her ys y tolwch edyn. As mysog am i tas dy jay bol bach daleniach as hwr mi mach dy rhaw sy'n mor fei. Faiden ar fei bwysyl dy fraiach jay'n imanach creif o'n bwnjau sio os olyw. Och, fam i dy ffyr goel ael ro sy'n ei ynw. Ernod ar am i smunion, sysdeid fam i, dy bech ei ar fei gyn bri ar ael dy raw cyrreil ar fei o'n dy chwmreil. Dy raw ei ar fei gyn bri ar ael dy raw cyrreil ar fei o'n dy chwmreil. Ach na sian, ernod ar fei sy'n ar yn acht fy'n treg o'l sia, ren mi sgrib y ffodan. As lloris y lodda gega, ych mi yn wrd y hem. Well, we heard Finlay McNeil saying, don't turn your back on me. Now we hear John McCormack asking, turn ye to me. Thank you. a 1915 recording made by John McCormack in New Jersey in the United States of America. John McCormack was from Ireland, from Athlone, in fact, but there he was singing the words of Scottish poet John Wilson, 1785 to 1854, the words, "Turn ye, tame ye." Ve chow stai jay minute na gae rosha ve ni. Hug shaw, gamleshel, hug shaw dow sors de grain. No, Tammy Shilton, de rau and fa chred you machon de ve ni, jint na smoo, lyoris a chil chionit jem er a gerage. Ren mi fargacha les enyacht an trai da an chigaris. Esh, gau môr y toiach der gwlel bol eniach, ond tai erniach fod y sys y red. Cynia liawr angesiach, môr dy bech ei agli jas. Ba aris jint er y ffair eg môr y elia, as eis fer elia, as fer elia, dera er na ermyca er y gyf, yn eis gosna dy mil trwy dy fyrna, heng toiach er gwlel ni cai. Fat jean de hit vai ulium magit de cheer, huish as otach and shilton as tiggle a through gromit na hee. Egan hid gullal, gown the cabal toyach der tumma as eerie as na cavan jerryock. Ach, lor and immanach rue de blanderach as rennet cunacha. Ach, fat bibberni as gullish, mor de becha de rai gin smach lug achim doltajim. Now, the snow started on the morning of Wednesday, the 6th of February, 1895, about 7:30 in the morning, and, says the Isle of Man Examiner, quickly the ground was covered, and long before noon the whole island was enveloped in a thick white mantle, and the outlook generally was as wintry as ever was seen. Pedestrianism was difficult, and locomotion became next to impossible. Traffic impeded in all directions, and the poor horses could hardly drag their burdens behind them. Building operations were, of course, entirely suspended, and large numbers of men were temporarily thrown out of employment. Many a home in Douglas felt the pinch of the severe weather bitterly, and the distress which has been apparent throughout the winter was more or less intensified. Happily, some relief was afforded by the powers that be, and by many generous and thoughtful individuals, and thus coal, food, and clothing found their way to many homes where they would otherwise have been absent. Now, I'm not sure you could call this a song exactly, but this is the band Zau, with words written and given, rather than sung, by Pascal Rueff, whilst Franck Guillardet plays the accordion.
Ce serait une maison vide. Ce serait une maison vide. Au matin, en ouvrant la porte, ce serait une seule porte. Le monde serait impénétrable, vitreux vraiment, ou tendre, comme une épaisseur d'air, ce serait imprévisible. Et le plus souvent, ce serait difficile à dire, autrement qu'en y enfonçant le bras. Ce serait une maison frémissante, avec un hamac central. On y observerait les pulsations de la paroi. Ce serait, à mi-hauteur, un lit aérien élevé et quatre piliers. Ce serait quatre piliers ayant l'air de regarder ailleurs, au loin. Ce serait une seule paroi circulaire, nue, percée d'une seule porte, nue. Ce serait quatre piliers vivants, sensibles aux griffures d'écureuils, à l'éblouissement des feuilles, au soulèvement des larves. Ce serait, certains jours favorables, en ouvrant la porte, une transparence de printemps jusqu'au coude et plus loin, comme un bain. Ce serait plein d'abeilles, c'est-à-dire capable de traverser chaque jour, y compris les atmosphères gélatinées, sans y laisser de trajectoire, ni perdre leur intégrité, ni rien de provisoire. Ce serait certains soirs un butin de sang, ce serait des grains tremblants. Ce serait le moment de bouger la main pour déplacer la coupure. Ce serait vif et toujours assez lointain. Ce serait serait un brouillard d'abeilles au vol assourdi. Ce serait encore une paroi très mineure. Et le moment d'essuyer sa main au plus gourmand d'entre eux, ce serait vers 7 heures un flou provisoire d'aérogare sous la neige. Ou l'instant suivant, les néons clignent. Ce serait sans doute inutile de vouloir. Alors ce serait un butin de charge électrique et davantage une constellation d'étoiles filantes ralenties. Ou quelquefois, le crépitement infinitésimal du calque au contact d'une abeille, d'une acrobate, contre la paroi si mince. Ce serait une maison vide, à 4 piliers tapissés d'ailes, avec un hamac central. Ouvrir la porte serait à portée de main, certains jours favorables. Le monde serait composé d'atomes, on le sait bien, dans une formulation très accidentelle. Ce serait au début d'une congrégation un peu stable et, impunément, toujours le moment d'expérimenter la république atomique, c'est-à-dire la bousculade, l'ombre mobile, le territoire intime, la distance nécessaire et le jeu de la chaise musicale. Ce serait cette maison pleine d'abeilles, une ambassade à toute heure sous un drapeau dissous, c'est-à-dire rendu aux bribes. Et ce serait dans le brouhaha général, cette sieste de légion dont l'histoire ne parle.
Two members of the Breton band Zao, Frank Guillardet with the music and words written and performed by Pascal Ruev. Throughout Wednesday, reports the Examiner, the snowfall continued unabated and unintermittently, blocking house fronts and streets everywhere and rendering them impassable. On Thursday morning, when the inhabitants awoke, it was to find the island fairly snowbound, literally buried, yet at the same time presenting an appearance in some respects unique, weird, grand and fantastic. It was a difficult task to get out of houses without first plunging up to the middle in snow, and then to ford one's way through the streets was no easy matter. In many cases where the snow had drifted against the doors, it was almost impossible to emerge from houses. The town commissioner's men, however, were soon at work clearing the streets, which were impassable. Gangs set to work making roadways through the principal thoroughfares, throwing the snow to one side, and one had to plod as if through some deep ravine or cutting. Esh, for the voins and ordered, find a slage in their dach chowjin, heng tyacht, gullerny surge, skira, shen, mordi older. But jinnu chamas na cabal as orampin son on act, nodra we smunyan machon lim of ein chalesh as rai, chaus vods and giri a cadden jerioch, rish as tumma de kai, drawi an imanach jinnu image ulu and yard murege, the railed by rai ginsmach. Ach, lug minute na gair, henk machlation stave allach rishanair, as huish henk the cable to be cune, drawan imanach able to grapple noose as the chiadu chown in milu. Renny din struga as din blandarach, as renne ridanach a chans a gaumon leshul, renne ridanach a hansirach stiakons din glation, morchil mi draw minader an cable to you know, as lesh ardis yindasach jay, no de denkad fo nodrchus ege, de vei fregertach de lure is gullar stura rish, gedr awad fos craw. Thank you. recorded in 1947. There we heard the traditional players led by Pat Shuldamshaw playing a Shetland Isles march. Dasiwn yn asiwn ta Radio Fanning, a zon sio ta siw geisiach rys Claire na Gael. Mish Robert Cytin Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Hai yn ym yn ach gys yn taeg ag yr ys. Ys leis creu a strin, gaws yn toiach rys ag bliwyd mŵr. Y chyr tio, lwgd yn golg ys tiaw hôl y fyrna, De doltajum, hindeer schies bollach koen, va gulde gier gus a chow yesh. De leer, was in ernen grunjige stjach on les bilgen. As ons boel, va gino air kat herrische wallach, der a vashin gul sham or de bergschen gultroet tjolen. As rich, va karriken moere gromach freel arar in er dag chow. Ged rauschen ons fasti, Otach sin clasen y gyr chaws fwy giri, er nod yr awi sochel ys feddynach trwyd na cregan, ys ren banglen yn y bilgen bwyl yn ei achelia, chaws ren sin sgeb yr oen. Henke dy fe nysfwra, ys nysfwra ffos, ys ren sniachta, myn, jonach, gol toiach dder tŵsym, draw syngen, ys olio mygit y mŵn dylia, cwdych, les brat ben. Later in the article, the examiner says, Telegraphic communication with Ramsay, Balaff, Kirkmichael, Laxey, Onchan, and other parts was dislocated, but that with Port St. Mary, Castletown, and the south remained uninterrupted. None could get into the town from the country, where there were very heavy drifts, and the snow in some parts was 12 or 14 feet deep. In the country roads it was out of the question for carts to get through the snow. Many farmhouses and outbuildings were buried. Some of the farmers will have suffered considerable loss. It's feared that hundreds of sheep have been buried in the snow in all parts of the island, and many farmers have lost valuable stock. The country has a weird and desolate appearance. The Douglas Bay tramway was stopped on Wednesday and Thursday as the trams couldn't get through. On the electric tramway, there were deep drifts, and the cars were snowed up and embedded. And, with mention of sheep buried in the snow going back a couple of hundred years before what we're talking about, Brian McStole and Siora Sacreary.
Lydig iawn y dyniach dyas ar ych ddyriol, fan y sien chyr i marw as neud yn feg y blio. O i'r isiw gilion, as gawsiw dan tlw, dan y cyr i ffoniach dy, O dawn as fadrw. Sioch dwt Nicholas Gwaltarach as eis y tai ching, tan y cyr i ffoniach dy ond sbryd far en ffing. Oed i siw gilion as gaw siw dan tlw, Tan y cyr i ffoniach dy, o dawn as fadrw. Sioch dwt Nicholas gwaltarach gols o ser y lawd, Fy rawm y chiach banach der my gehaws en mold. O i'r isiw gilion, as gawsiw den tlw, Tan y cyr i ffoniach dy, o dawn as fadrw. Cyr i timbys y lagyn as gors y tlwrau, Cyr i cae con y cysgyn ac jig y brechfai,
Oedi sio gilion, as gaw sio dan tlw, tan y cyr i ffoniach dy, ho dawdn as fadrw. Dyr i mon sio'r sgi o lonon, as haiad ffo siwl, hwyrdd na cyr i marw, on slag yn farwl. O, wir i siw gilion, as gaw siw dan tlw, tan y cyr i ffoniach dy, o dawdn as fadrw. Dyr i mon sio'r sgi o lonon, as gil y Christ Nies, hwyrdd na cyr i bega, on slag yn agnes. Oed i siw gilion, as gaw siw dan tlw, tan y cyr i ffoniach dy, o dawdn as fadrw. Na mwylt on sy taioch, na reich yn sy fein, eich na cyr i tro meidn, chyd gaia charw sien. O wir i siw gilion, as gaw siw dan tlw, tan y cyr i ffoniach dy, o dawdn as fadrw. Ta maltim son yn olyg, as gi son y ceisht, as gen y tri elie, son yn treiaw ym spes. O wir i siw gilion, as gaw siw dan tlw, tan y cyr i ffoniach dy, o dawdn as fadrw.
Brian MacStowell, joined on the chorus by Siôr Os y Creiri, with a version of the well-known song Na Cyr i Ffoniach dy. On with the article. The last train from Port Erin to Douglas on Wednesday evening became blocked, embedded in snow. The engine came on to Ballasalla after the carriages were embedded, but the latter were at a standstill and couldn't be moved. As far as could be ascertained, all or most of the passengers remained in the carriages overnight, shivering from cold, and had a most disagreeable time of it. The last train from Peel suffered a similar fate, and proceeded with difficulty as far as Ballahutchin, between Crosby and Union Mills. The passengers made the best of the business, and some wrapped themselves up and awaited eventualities. Others, more venturesome, and knowing the country better, made their way to the nearest public house or place of refuge. One passenger remained in a first-class carriage all night until Thursday afternoon, or about 14 hours before he could get on to Douglas. Van hier forach fos garach a gullal na mardi, na iai dyr awsio chit dy fein ysfes chas fes yn gull yr edain. Fa mi genach dyn dyr aw ffair jay gullar ni na mardi olda chit na sniedda dyn, mor dy bech a dyn a stiach or yn fai dach chaw. Henk mi dy fein mŵr aglach, am gamal ysgol, henk mi dy fein mŵr aglach, as ren na cabil rhain yn aglem. A chyrawn ym yn ach bwryd y chor ar bi, rene ffreil rysia, chyn de a chion my chosil as my yes, a chydod misfag yn fegs y dorachus. Dol tajamach, sŵl gysyn siaw chyrdyn, honic mi loddag es gorm fy mica, honic yn ym yn ach i ag yn o'n sialid, chylirach hwg i stap er na cabil, as lwgdel ym yn nws gys y tolw, hae a shilius y dorachus. Haraw fys emer nad y yno, as ir na slw chaws henk gulr ni na modd i old yn ysnedda, a chaws fo mi gyndis henk yn emynach rysd y dal tajym rys. Now this is a song called Gormod, Too Much, written and performed by Mynir Gwilym.
Coffee about car high.
And that singer-songwriter Mynheer Gwilym there suggesting that the young gent in question would do better to follow her instead of concentrating on smokes, coffee, a vodka rhad, cigarettes, coffee and cheap vodka. Well, you can also see Mynheer Gwilym each week, in fact, in Channel 4X gardening programme Garddio a Mwy. Gyn ffogl haia si ser yn taeag ege, as gawsyn toiach rhi sern yn diwrnau. Erliam de denk mi de vei me gadle, as ren mi tannachten les dremel me gion en tagert, nood rauwe djeen de vei on riches risch in djerre. As nisch kous te mi kunjen er, e gurisch soos de chrom lai aglach van. On the sea, a steamer the Vigilant went ashore at the Smelt. A schooner, the Margaret and Elizabeth, sank in Ramsey, and another large bark was wrecked between Port Sodric and Langness. In Douglas, reports the Examiner, the lifeboat Thomas Rose was launched in response to signals sent up. Owing to the almost impassable state of the promenade, the lifeboat was dragged up Victoria Street by quite an army of helpers and taken along Strand Street to the slip below the Harris Promenade. There she was successfully launched. Well, that's just some of the scenes following the tremendous snowstorm of the 6th of February 1895, of which I'm sure you've seen many photographs. As to Treyer Jitachor Kion Ernin Eben Rishachir Shaw, Chris Pearson presents 2 hours of Chill Out Sunday next through to 9 o'clock. We'll finish with some music by Irish band Gotcha from their third album Tall Tales and Misadventures. It's a sort of half a title track, really. It's called Tall Tales. Ach, Shenanish, wash Clanigalech here, Shaw. And so now, until the next time, this is Robert Katin Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a creary, will you? As Orserlier, as my Yerian shared you.